The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We begin Bezer Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Daf Memches. The Mishnah, the Taba Memches and Medbeis, tells us a halacha. Lo yeshev betzila. One is not allowed to sit in the shade of an asherah tree. V'im yoshav, if one did sit, tohar. He doesn't become Tamei, as Rashi explains that this is a din tumo midrabanon for one who sits underneath the tree. However, when only someone sits in the shade of the tree, being he's not directly underneath the branches, he's tar. The Mishnah says, however, v'im v'lo yaver tachtel, one cannot pass underneath the branches of the tree. V'im avar, if one did pass underneath, Tamei, as we explained, it's a din drabanon, a tum drabanon, which is the Chachamim found an allusion in the Pasuk, as the Gemara tells us. The Mishnah concludes with the Din Hoysuk Hazilas HaSarabim. However, if this tree was hanging over and blocking a place which had previously had been a thoroughfare for the public, then V'Avet Tachteo Tor. The Rishonim ask whether this Din only pertains to an Asherah tree, then one is not allowed to benefit from its shade because it's an Asherah tree, or would this apply even to a Beis Avodah Zarah? The shade that is cast from the walls of the Beis Avodah Zarah, would that also be usur to benefit from its shade blocking oneself from the sun? The Ran brings, in the name of the Ravid, that will be mutter. And this is based on the Gemara in Psachim Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph. There the Gemara is dealing with the Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Is it mutter to benefit from something which is normally also to benefit from if the situation is a loy efshir v'kamachavin, as one has no other alternative, but yet one intends to benefit from this davara asur? Abaye says since it's loy efshir, it's mutter. And Rava says, since the person is mechavin, it's aser. Says Abaye, the Gemara in Chof Vav Amud Aleph in Psachim, Minu Amina Lo, how do I know this is mutter? I have a Maisa Shehoya, the Sanya, we learned in the Braisa, Omru Olov al Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai. Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai, Sheyoyshev Betzilo Shel Heichel, he used to sit in the shade of the Heichel, V'dorish Kolayem Kulay, Rashi explains, that during the Yom Tovim, where many people would come to hear the drasha given by Rabbi Yechonam and Zakkai, and there wasn't sufficient space in the Beis HaMedrash to hold the tzibur coming, he would sit outside, and in order to protect themselves from the sun and the heat, they would sit in the shade cast by the Heichel, benefiting from the Heichel. Says Abaye v'hachod lo yasher, there was no alternative where else to sit, Umechavin, yet they intended to benefit from the shade, and it was mutter. Rava says there's no raya from over there. Shiny heichel de latoichai osui. The heichel is made, its primary goal is made for inside, not the outside of the shade that is cast from the outside. Says the Ravid, from here we see that a base of a desert will be the same thing. Since the base of a desire is only made for the inside, to have the worship done inside, not for the tzeil that is cast outside, benefiting from the tzeil of the outside would be considered shaloi kederach hana'osa, and therefore that will be mutter. It's only an asherah tree, since a shade is meant for shade, since the tree rather is meant for shade, that would be considered benefiting in the normal fashion, and would be usur. However, Tosfos, who also points out in this Gemara in Psachim, and in his first teretz answers the same teretz as the Ravid, gives an additional teretz. Tosfos writes, Inami, or we could say, Chumra d'avodes chachavim shayni. In other words, even if we were to say that the asherah tree is not meant for its shade, perhaps they only planted this tree strictly for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, just to worship the tree as an Avodah Zarah tree, and therefore benefiting from its shade would also be considered shaloi kederach hana'osan, which really the Gemara in Psachim Chof Vav Amud Beis is mavur that it would not be osir. By an Avodah Zarah it is different, meaning to say that by an Avodah Zarah, even to benefit from it, shaloi kederach hana'osan, even if it's not the normal fashion, not its intended use, still would be Yasser. The reason for this, as Rabbi Kivegi here in Gilyan Ashas on our daf, is Mitzayin, the Tosfos before in Yud Beis and Beis, that since by the Hanov and Avodah Zarah, it's not written in the form of an Isra Achila, we see there would be Osir Ime Shaloi Kederach and Osir. Similar to what Tosfos says, the Isra of Basar Bacholov and the Isra of Klai Akerer. So the Nafkamina between Tosfos' first Teretz and the Ravid's Teretz, and Tosfos' second Teretz would be, is it permissible to benefit from a Beis Avodah Zarah and the shade of the Beis Avodah Zarah? According to Tosfos' first Teretz, since it's not meant for that, it's not made for that, it's only made to use the inside, it would be permissible to sin in its shade. However, according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, that by Avodah Zarah, it's also to benefit even Shaloi Kederach HaNos, and even not the normal fashion to benefit, here too would be also to benefit from the shade of the Beis Avodah Zarah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei Siman Kuf Mem Bei Siv Yud brings both opinions. Shokhti Shulchan Aruch, Beis Avodas Rechavim, Teicha inside of it, V'neged Pischoi Teicha Abamos, or outside the door, within four Amos is Aser. But Sel Shalach Oirov, the shade that is cast from its wall behind it, is Mutter. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, V'afilo Teicha, even to benefit from the inside of it, Im Goizel Arabim, if it's taking away from a place, Shekodim Le'aderech, that had previously been a place for people to walk through, V'achekach Bona Beis Avodah Zarah, then it's Mutter Laver Derech Sham. Zachter Mishter the Shulchan Aruch, V'yesha Yishim Mechol Gavne. This is the other opinion, Zachter Taz of the Magen Avraham. These two opinions of Shulchan Aruch, the first opinion where he says it's Mutter to benefit from the tzel of Avodah Zarah, and the Yesha Yisrim B'chol Gavne to benefit from the tzel of the base of Avodah Zarah, are the two opinions of Tosfos. Rav Moshe Zatzal was asked, is it mutter to enter into a Beis Tiflis, a church? And in Yeridei Achila Gimel, Simen Kuf Chav Tes Oisvav of Igris Moshe, he writes an interesting distinction between what the Shulchan Aruch here is talking about and a regular church. Zokter Maisha, this that the Shulchan Aruch writes at Beis Halilim, that it's mutter to benefit even from Teichai, if it was Geila Zol Rabim, that's not talking about a Beis Avodah Zarah where they have their worship inside, where they say their tefillahs inside. It's rather talking about a bayis shamanichim shamalil. They just store or place their Avodah Zarah inside of it. The Baishas proves this, because otherwise, what does it mean that now there is still a place to go through if this now became a base Avodah Zarah, which they have their own worship there? Why would people still be going through? So Zokhtar Maish, it's only talking about where they temporarily place their elil, their idol, inside of it. That's what the case the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. But to go into a base Avodah Zarah where they actually have Avodah Zarah, they actually worship their Avodah Zarah inside of it, and they use it for their gathering, for their tefillahs, that's going to be usur to enter into such a place. In addition, says Rav Moshe, to be mistakel, to look at the tzureis nois, hanasis lenois shel Avodah Zarah, to look at the images, the pictures that are there for the beautification of Avodah Zarah, that too would be usur to look at. And here Rav Moshe has an interesting chiluk in a Tosfos in Shabbos, but before that we have to explain, to understand what Rav Moshe is saying in his distinction, we have to explain the sugi Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara Braisin Daf Kuf Chav Tesem and Aleph in Shabbos, Tan Rabbonim, Ksava Mahalak Tachas Hatzura V'Tachas Hadyuknois, the writing that is underneath pictures, paintings, portraits, it's also the crazy b'Shabbos. One is also to read it on Shabbos because of a gzeira of shtar yedaitis. V'diyukna atzma, and the portrait itself, the picture itself, af b'choyel osu l'stalkel ba, even during the weekday one is not allowed to gaze at such a picture. Mishum shenemer al tifnu el ho'elilim, do not turn towards the idols. Tosfos explains over there in Shabbos that the pictures we're talking about were pictures that were made for Avodas Gilulim. In other words, they were made with the intention to serve them as idols. However, Zakhtaisvis Avol Lenoi, pictures that were made just for beauty purposes, that is mutter. Tosfos brings a raya, k'demashma b'benon shel kedoshim d'lehava mistakli b'tzirosa d'zuza. Later on, Daf Nun Amud Aleph in the Gemara Avodah Zarah brings that there was a person of Menachem Bar Simoi who they referred to him as Benon Shel Kedoshim. He was such a Kaddish, he was so holy, that even Bitsurasa Dezuza, he would not even look at the image, the picture that was minted on the coins. Zok Tosfos is Mashma, only he did it out of an act of piety, he didn't look at it. But a regular person was allowed to look at this Tzura on the coin. Zok Tosfos, you see that pictures made strictly for beauty purposes, there's no Issur in looking at them. However, the Maseres HaShas in Shabbos is Mitzayin. It makes reference to our Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun. Over there, Tosfos has the same kasha. My chasidus ikabizeh. What's such a act of piousness with Rav Menachem Bar Simoi if the Gemara in Shabbos says that Yukna Atzim is also l'stak al afilu b'chol? It sounds like nobody's allowed to look at the picture because of Altifnu Olilu. Tosfos makes a chilik that the difference is that Tzurasa d'Zuza, when the picture, the image, is something that's printed on coins, which people are accustomed to looking at because they always have coins in their possession, there l'shayich be'afna. There, we're not concerned that someone would become enamored by these pictures and turn chas v'shalom towards Avodah Zarah. And even such a picture, which people are used to, still Rav Menachem Bar Simoi would not look at, and therefore he became known as Benon Shel Kedoshim. So it comes out that according to Tosfos in Shabbos, there's no issur to look at a picture that is only made for aesthetic purposes, only because of a midas chasidus like the Benon Shel Kedoshim. But according to Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, a picture that one is not accustomed to looking at on a regular basis, that will be asur min ikar hadin to look at such a picture, and only money which has images printed on it, which people are used to looking at, that would be mutter. In the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Simen Kuf Mem Beis Siptes Vav, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, also l'shmaya klei shir shel Avodas Chachamim, one is also to listen to music played for Avodah Zarah, or l'istakel b'nei Avodas Chachamim, or to gaze at the nice pictures of Avodah Zarah, kiven shenena bria, since he benefits from looking at them. The Shach explains over there in Sifkon Lamed Gimel that what type of pictures are we talking about? Pirish Zok Tishach Be'alilam Atzman Shenevdu, that's Asa L'Stakel. In other words, it's only pictures that were then worshipped, those are Asa to look at. However, Tzurei Shenasu L'Noi, any image that was only made for beauty purposes, V'loi L'Avoid, Mavur and Tosfos and the Rosh, in Shabbos, then it's Mutter. So we see the Shach, Paskins, like Tosfos and the Rosh in Shabbos, does not bring Tosfos and Avodah Zarah at all. The Magen Avraham, however, in Erech Chaim Simen Shin Zayin, in Siftei Zayin, Sifkon Chol Gimel, he brings both the Tosfos and the Rosh in Shabbos, that it would be no Isser, but as well he brings the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Daf Nun, that would be Osir, unless it's a Surah that one is accustomed to looking at, and the Magen Avraham is Messiah, V'ho'ilam Noigin Kesvar Rishayna. However, we see the meaning is that people are Mekel, like Tosfos in Shabbos, that if it is only made for Noi, it is not Osir to look at. And the Bir Halacha brings this Magen Avraham in both days. With this backdrop, we can now go back to what Rav Moshe writes in the Gris Moshe that we started before. Zogt Rav Moshe like this. This that Tosfos and the Rosh are Mekel, that you're allowed to look at tzuros that are made l'noi ba'alma, just made for beauty, that's dafka tzuros that are made like an andarta shel malachim, statues made for kings, tzuros shebim matbeyos, images printed on coins, like we saw in the Gemara with the Benon Shel Kedoshim, or other such pictures. However, but if the pictures were made to adorn an idol, or to adorn the house of worship itself, the Beis Avodah Zarah, Zokt Rav Moshe, that is usur to be in benefit from those pictures, just like the Avodah Zarah itself. So according to this distinction of Ramesha, any picture, any portrait that's made to adorn the base of Avodah Zarah, even if it's not worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, would also be asr. And that's what Ramesha says, it's asr to enter into a base of Avodah Zarah, a church, and it's asr to even to be mistakled to look and appreciate the beauty of the pictures in a base of Avodah Zarah. In addition, says Ramesha, besides for this isr, it's also a corruption to one's emunah v'deus that he wants to go into such a place. And quoting his son, Agoin Reb David, he says that the reason why they make these beautiful pictures is really to draw people closer to them, and therefore, chas v'shalom, to go to such a place. In the Shailas Tshuvos Yichave Das, Chelek Dalet, Simen Memhei, Rabbi Avad Yosef says the same conclusion. He said it is absolutely usur to enter a church, a kenisia shel neitzrim. And he says that tour guides must be careful and must be known about this isur, not to take people to such places. And it's interesting, there are many yidden that go to Rome and they would tour the Vatican. It would seem, according to this, it's really problematic to appreciate and to gaze at the images and the pictures and the beauty that is over there. In the Chavadas, he brings from a Sefer Chassidim in Ois Taf Lamed Hei that there was once a Gentile who owed a Jew money, and in order to avoid the Jew who kept on trying to get him to pay back, he would run away always into the Beis Tiflasim, he would run into his church. One time the Jew couldn't hold himself back and he followed the guy into the church to get back his money. And he regretted it after that. He had remorse and asked the Chacham, what should he do as a Derech Tshuva? And the Chacham responded to him that in every year on that day which you went into the Beis Avodah Zarah, you must fast. And this is what he did for the rest of his life. Reb Moshe and Reb Avad Yosef both bring another mucker. There's another source why it's usher to enter into a Beis Avodah Zarah. And that's based on the Gemara earlier in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Over there, the Gemara darshins a pasuk in Mishlei, Harchik mi'alecha darkecha, distance yourself away from these places, zuminus, this is heresy. And it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh Simen Kufnun, Sif Aleph, mitzvah l'srachik mi'derach haveris rechavim dalar amis, one is not allowed to go with even within four amis of the opening of an Avodah Zarah. And therefore, for that reason, one is not allowed to even go near the opening of a church. Based on this, Ramesh in a different tshuva, in Erechayim Chelek Dalet Simen Mem, Ois Chavav, when asked by a yeshiva, he was asked by a Talmud Torah whether it's permissible to rent space in a park or a yard that is shaykh to a church for the children to play ball over there. Zok Ramesh, it's asur. It's asur based on this halacha, harchil mi'aleh darkecha zu minus. And he says, aside for the fact, adirabba, you have to teach children, she yisrachu misham, they have to distance themselves from these places, and they should know that this place is a meshuk, it's a metuav, it's a place which is to be repulsive to them. And even if the Talmud Torah must pay more money to acquire another place, that's what they should do. Many people have a shayla that when voting takes place, the polls are held in church buildings, not in the sanctuary itself, but in side rooms. In the Tshuvas Van Hoges, Ramesha Sternbach in Chelek Bey, Simen Tov Yud, says the Me'ikar Adin is mutter, and even if one has to go into the same entranceway as the one would enter then to go following into the sanctuary, since it's not an entryway designated for the sanctuary, but it goes to other places in the building, and it's understood that the other places in the building are just gathering places, and one is going to vote over there, there is no Isser Me'ikar Adin. In conclusion, there's one other halacha, an interesting halacha about churches. The Minchas Halozer from the Munkacher in Chelek Bey, Simen Ayin Gimel, was asked, is it mutter to look at the clock that is affixed on top of the church in order to know the time? Says the Minchas Halozer, there's no Isser in such a thing, because the clock's not made for the Noyav Avodah Zarah, but rather that happens to be a place which is high up, and it's easy to see, and that's why it's put there. In the Tshuvas Van Hoges, Chelek Bey, Simen Tov Yud Beis, he brings this psak and he says, Lamaisa yesh lisrachik miza. And as well, Dain Weiss in the Shalosh Shuvas min Chatzitzchok Chelek Dalitzim in Peizayin also says a bal nefesh yachmir not to look at such a thing. There's an interesting maisa brought in the Sefer Teiroscha Shashua, which is based on the Torah of the Bishkek Zilberstein Shlita. He brings a maisa about a bachur who was in Lakewood in the days of the Rosh Yeshiva of Aaron Kotler Zatzal. One day the bachur came, he was an Eluyish bachur, a genius of a bachur. He came to Rav Aaron and he says he has doubts, he has tzfekes and amunah, and he's thinking of leaving the yeshiva and joining the church. And Rav Aaron tried with difficulty to persuade this bachur out of this nonsense without any help. The Rosh Yeshiva Rav Aaron decided to be miyayitz with the Kapishnitzer Rebbe, which he had a strong relationship with. And he told the story to the Kapishnitzer, who asked Rav Aaron to tell Rav Aaron, ask the bachur where and how he sets his watch. Rav Aaron didn't understand why this should make a difference, but when he got back to the yeshiva, he called in the bachur and says, do you have a watch? The bachur said, yes. Rav Aaron said, tell me, how do you set your watch each day? And the bachur says, I actually have a very simple way. Opposite my room, there is a church, and every morning at 7 o'clock, the church bells ring. I know then it's 7 o'clock, and I set my watch, and then I wind it up for the day. Rav Aaron then understood what the Kapishnitzer Rebbe meant, and he saw that this had an effect on the bachur. Rav Aaron then went out, bought the bachur a new watch, one that you don't have to set every day, and Baruch Hashem, the bachur forgot about his nonsense of the kfirah thoughts that he was having, and he stayed in the yeshiva and ended up becoming a gadol b'torah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.